From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Nicole Latham. Thanks so much for checking in with us today. Here's a look at what's happening right now in the news. We now know that at least six people were injured when a school bus crashed in Palmdale. Police at the scene now say that one of the people hurt was the bus driver, and all of the injuries are, however, said to be minor. The Federal Reserve made an unexpected move in an effort to pump up the economy. It cut the federal funds rate by 0.75 percentage point. Now, that rate basically affects how much we pay for credit. It also cut the discount rate by the same amount. That is the rate of which banks use to borrow money from the central bank. Now, the cuts were all in response to the threat of a recession and also sinking world markets. The government wanted to put him away for life. Instead, a federal judge sentenced Jose Padilla to 17 years and 4 months in prison. Padilla was convicted in August of supporting Al-Qaeda. He's been in custody ever since 2002. Now, back then, he was accused of plotting to explode a radioactive dirty bomb. Those charges were, however, dropped and were part of the case he was sentenced on today. Presidential race is definitely heating up, and so was the CNN Democratic debate in South Carolina last night. Mostly, the bickering was between Senators Barack Obama, as you see right there, and Hillary Clinton. There she is. They went back and forth over several issues, including health care and the economy. Tim Masters is a free man today for the very first time in a decade. In 1999, the Colorado man was convicted in a 1987 murder, largely on the basis of his own violent drawings of the scene when he was 15 years old. Now, Masters' conviction was vacated thanks to DNA evidence and indications he didn't get a fair trial. His ordeal isn't over just yet, though. He'll be back in court next month, and that's when prosecutors will announce whether or not they're going to try him again. That's considered to be unlikely in the light of DNA evidence. It looks like there could be Oscars for There Will Be Blood. It leads today's Academy Award nominations with the film No Country for Old Men. Both films received 8 nominations apiece. Oscar organizers say the show will be on February 24th, despite the writer's strike. And be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for all the news all around the world. And, of course, we're going to get you updates right here throughout the day. Take care.